Hey everybody, what's going on? Rob Cesternino back here with you to talk about week 15 of a 90-day fiancé before the 90 days. And boy, we have a lot to talk about. Some happy news, some sad news, as per usual here on the 90-day fiancé recap with a man who it's always good news when we get to catch up with him. Here he is. He's Mr. 90-day fiancé, Puya Zambakili.
Hey, thank you so much for that introduction, Rob. We're knocking on the doors of the finale here. And week 15, another good week. Was it week? I don't think it was week. I think it was pretty strong.
Puya, yeah. Will you let me stay on the podcast one more week? Please don't make me leave. Please. Listen, per favor.
I was thinking of making you leave and go to another podcast for the week, but you know what? It's fine. Let's
that
try
would be
and work
stupid.
On our differences.
Yeah. Okay. Let me at least stay one or two more weeks. I could say goodbye to the listeners.
I think we can arrange for that. Mm-hmm. I think we can arrange for that. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Boy, how are you doing?
I'm doing good, Rob. I may have caught an illness bug these last couple of days. I've not been feeling too great.
Yeah.
But, you know, we're battling through it, trying to make it through it. It's going to be fine.
Yeah. Puya, I will try to stay focused on the 90-Day Fiancé podcast, but I can't wait to hear how you and Chappelle break down the latest episode of Bel Air. It was wild, wild episode this week.
Oh, yeah. Bel Air got pretty intense this week. I can't wait to break it down with Chappelle, of course, over on Post Show Recaps. Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, Rob, they told us it was going to be grittier.
It was very, gritty. It's so much more gritty than I remember. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So anyway, Puya, I guess speaking of gritty, let's get into it with Mike and Ximena. And this has gotten like really sad.
Yeah.
Really sad. And I don't mean like poor Mike. I mean like poor Mike. What is like what is pathetic. Wrong with this man?
Yeah. It's not good. It is not good at all.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, it has just gotten very, very sad for this man that I think you said last week he was going to show his whole ass. But I wish that there is like another word that is beyond showing your whole ass, because he can never recover from this.
No, he really went from being the, look at this dummy here in this relationship to, oh, no, you're the villain of the relationship.
Yes.
The villain of the relationship now.
He went from being like sad sack to being like just totally humiliated to the point where he was crying and begging Ximena, don't make me leave. And she said, I'll pay for you to get the hotel. She's buying hotel rooms for him now.
She is super done with him, Rob. Wants nothing to do with him. And honestly, I don't blame her one bit.
No, no. You know. Then at one point, you had sympathy for this man, and
what a fall from grace.
The worst. Okay, so Mike, we saw last week, he stormed off. Like, I'm out of here, that's it. And he walks off like, all right, well, that's it. Let's see where Mike goes. And I guess he walked around the block because he came right back.
Yeah, didn't really do a whole lot. Took a breather. Made it seem like he was storming off, running away. Nah, he just, you know, did a little light jog and came back.
Came back and sat back down. And all throughout this episode, Puya, he just like cannot get it through his head. I don't know how many times she has to dump this man, but he just keeps coming back. He's like, oh, wait, okay, so we are going to work this out. It's like, no. Not it's happening. Done. Yeah. There's no relationship.
Yeah. I feel like he was hoping that this was just like, oh, you didn't mean what you said. You were kind of frustrated. I was frustrated. Mm-hmm. Now we're going to work it out. And she says, no, it's over.
This isn't
and,
a fight.
You will not stay in the house.
Yeah.
Okay.
And so she's like, basically tells him like, yeah, I don't want you. You know, she's nice enough to say, I love you, but I'm not in love with you, because I don't even know if she does love him. I mean, it's.
She's lying, but
yeah,
I.
Yeah, she's lying,
it.
But it's, I guess it's like, you know, trying to be nice at least.
Yeah.
And she's like, you know, you, that's it. You are not staying at my house. That's it. She says, okay, yeah, I will pay for you to go to the hotel. You're not coming back with me.
Yeah. Please, no, I would not like that. Don't come through.
He begs her, por favor, don't make me go to the hotel. Let me come back with you.
She ultimately caves and says, fine.
Fine, you can stay at the house. One more day. I guess I can live with that.
I can deal.
Yeah. Okay. They have a super awkward cab ride home where she was on her phone the whole time.
Yeah, words were not exchanged at all.
Yeah, unless she was playing words with friends. This might have been pre-Wordle.
This was definitely pre-Wordle, I think. Or she might have been one of the early ones onto Wordle.
Do you think so? Do you think that Jimena, maybe, was she on Hurdle?
Probably not, but I'd give her the benefit of the doubt.
Yeah, so I think that's a good metric in the relationship where the amount of time your partner is on their phone when you are one-on-one with them. I think that's a good barometer. What do you think of this?
I think it's a very solid, especially if it's in a position where, like, if you're both chilling, having a lazy day on the couch, that's different to me. But if you're in a setting where either, you're in a cab ride, you're at a cafe, at a restaurant, doing activities together, yes. If you're on your phone, no bueno. Mm-hmm. I don't think that's a good sign at all.
Typically not a good sign. Okay.
Yeah.
So they get back home. And again, Mike does not seem to know Jimena's rules of the house where he walks right onto her rug with his shoes.
This is a great indicator of one of the smaller things that has been bugging Jimena, where she's made it clear, we know the rules, Rob. We don't even live there. If we went to their house, take the shoes off. Mm-hmm. He's still, the day before he's leaving, is stepping on this rug.
He's got a lot on his mind, Puya.
I mean, that mind not working overtime, I don't think.
Yeah. And so that the sister is asking, so hey, Mike, what's going on? What happened, Mike? You okay? You okay, well, Mike?
Mike does respond and says, I'm tired. I don't want to talk about it. I'm going to go to sleep and we can talk about it tomorrow.
Yeah. So Mike goes upstairs and the sister, or her manager, tells her sister, like, look, that's it. Enough with Mike. I'm better off alone. We always had food on our table and a roof on our head. I almost said food on our head. Which that would be not ideal.
No, I would hope not.
Oh, maybe you have so much food it's on you put it on your head because you have so much of it.
What kind of food though? And is it in a sealed container?
Maybe it's because you have to put it like you're carrying so much stuff on your head.
Yeah.
Maybe you just came back from Costco and it's like you have a big, a huge box of food.
Yeah. As long as it's not a soup, I think I'm okay with this. I feel like a soup is where you don't want to be over your head.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so they'll be fine. So Jimena has a good attitude.
I mean, I should hope so. But after dealing with Mike's nonsense, she really has enough of a good attitude to be like, okay, I can stomach these next couple of days. Just once it's done, I'm done.
Whatever happens next, it will be better because Mike won't be here.
Exactly.
Whatever fresh hell comes our way, at least it won't be as bad as this living with Mike.
That's all she can ask for. That's all she is asking for, Rob. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right. So we see Mike packing up his clothes. He's leaving. He says, Puya, he tells us that a small part of him feels like it's not over. I can't imagine what part of him that would be.
The part of him that's related to Ben. Like, this dumb not giving up nonsense when she couldn't have spelled it out more clearly that you are done. You're only staying at the house today because you begged to stay here. She wanted you at the hotel. She's over it.
Yeah. So that even though Mike is, met with, unquestionable defeat here, still has hope.
Hey, keep hope alive, Rob. Mm-hmm. Some people, whether good or bad, they do it. And then sometimes it's very bad.
It's pretty bad. So Jimena comes back, says, Mike, I have to give you something. here are the engagement rings and wedding rings. You take them back, which magnanimous gesture on Jimena's part, where especially where Mike's whole argument is, you only care about money. You only care about what I buy you. She's like, well, you know, here's some jewelry, which I'm sure is probably, you know, not a Gino cheapo depot. And here you go. Take it back. These belong to you. I want nothing of yours.
I'm wiping my hands clean of this completely.
Yeah.
And Mike doesn't take them back. Mike tries to be like,
why don't you keep them? Because when we work this out, then you need them.
Yeah, you want to hold on to them until we work out our differences?
Mike, you're not getting it. Boy, I wish Nelsie was here.
Yeah, she would have definitely knocked some sense into him. Like, hey, you're leaving now. Get the plane ticket. Let's go.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so finally, it clicks in for Mike. And now Jimena, to her credit, she never raises her voice. She never yells. I think she yells at one point when Mike says she's stupid.
Yeah. I mean, Jimena handled herself very calmly dealing with Mike's immaturity and his nonsense. Like, how many different ways is someone supposed to tell you it's over before you leave them alone and leave their family alone? Mm-hmm. Mike was being clingy and not. So I do commend Jimena for dealing with all of that.
Yeah. So Mike says to her, you do realize that I was the best thing you ever had. And Jimena claps back. Actually, my children are the best thing I ever had. That's the best thing that ever happened to me.
Nailed it. That was a great answer.
Shit, that one loaded up.
Rob, there are so many other things that would have been better than Mike. The rug. Mm-hmm. The rug was a great acquisition in that house. The dining table's doing wonders. So Mike wouldn't, but maybe sixth or seventh on that list. So I don't know how he thought he was going to be number one. Wow, that was
generous. Generous rankings to put Mike in the top 10 of best things to happen to Jimena.
Listen, I am kind. Mm-hmm. But also stupid. So
Mike tells her, I could keep you off the street. She says, I'm fine. Well, I'll work. Yeah. It's fine. Don't worry about it. Yeah. And then Mike is starting to go for some low blows. What kind of modeling are you going to do? You going to go back to that adult internet job?
Yeah. So, see, this is where we talked about Mike showing his whole ass and doing a whole lot worse. Mm-hmm. He is clearly being shut down and Jimena is saying, I'll be fine. We're completely fine. And he's not willing to let that go. He brings this up, which we find out this is how they met, Rob.
Yeah. Can we go back to the, I was going to say, can we go back to revisit the origin story of how Mike started talking to Jimena?
Yes. So they met. So Jimena used to work on a webcam site where you do, it's one-on-one webcamming. You talk to people. And Mike was a client from the webcam site. And that's how Mike found his way through Jimena's heart. That he pulled up every day. He gave some money and then eventually tried to be like, let's go beyond this.
Yes. Okay. Puya, I believe that the kids call this, simping?
Well, simping is something. I feel like this isn't really, this is like partially simping, partially trying to be the SD, similar to Gino.
The sugar daddy? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
The mixture.
Okay. All right. So, yeah. Okay. What's wrong with that, Mike? I thought you used to like that.
Yeah, I feel like, he's the way this man tries to belittle this occupation as if it's like the worst thing that's happened when this is how he met her is ridiculous. Mm-hmm. And he is definitely an a-hole. That's not a debate. But I absolutely love that Jimena holds her ground and doesn't clap back, but also keeps her cool. Mm-hmm. I love so much. But then, Rob, can we talk about the fact that the next thing Mike says is, I could have opened up so many opportunities for you in New York. Where? How?
Yeah. What? I mean, does Mike run like some like Fortune 500 company? What were these opportunities in New York City that Mike was going to be getting for Ximena?
I feel like Mike can barely run his own bedroom, given mm-hmm. that he still lives with his dad and grandfather in this house that, you know, I'm pretty sure he doesn't even own. Mm-hmm. And he doesn't look like he's out there networking by any means. So I don't know where he's pulling this out of. It is a ridiculous notion, mm-hmm. Mike.
Yeah. And so, you know, Mike is just like, why are you being like this? Why are you doing this to me? She's like, I don't want to be with you.
I love that she says, listen, we can be friends or we can be enemies. You choose, but we are not going to be together. Mm-hmm. That's done.
Either one. And so Mike comes back and says, well, this just reinforces to me that you were using me for money the whole time. And now Ximena has really snapped and said, like, all right, that's it. Get out of here. Get out of my house.
He tried so hard to gaslight her every step of the way. Eventually, this is what did it. But she was just over him. She's like, you're going to leave now. Yeah. I'm completely done.
Yeah, I'm going to take the check and you can take all this stuff to go. Okay.
Please, now.
Please. Today. And so you're sleeping in the hotel and Mike says, oh, well, actually, I have proof that I pay part of the rent here. So I'm not going anywhere. It's like, that's not a thing. Get out of here. No mas. No mas. What a loser.
Big loser. If there was even a chance that he could reconcile with Ximena, mm-hmm. I think this is the moment where it goes out the door. Mm-hmm. When someone tells you to leave and they're mm-hmm. asking you to leave and they're done with you and you decide to say, no, I pay the rent, so I'm going to stick around. I don't care. Mm-hmm. You've lost the argument, Mike.
Yes.
You know, I can tell Mike learned a lot of his relationship stuff through TV and movies, you know, for right. reasons. Mm-hmm. Mike, have you not watched any movie where the guy ends up on the couch or the guy ends up getting kicked out of the house or the woman gets kicked out of the house? Mm-hmm. This happens very often. You have no leg to stand on here, sir. I don't know what emboldened you on this day. How did he grow a spine somehow in the last
spine?
2 weeks?
Where's the spine? That even if this was like the most like charitable, like Mike friendly, you know, interpretation of events here, that you could say, okay, Ximena, clearly she just wanted the money, obviously, you know, but at that point, it's like Mike needs to just leave. That's like Mike, he'll find someone who's appreciated. Not Mike beg Ximena for forgiveness and come crawling back to Ximena. What are you doing, Mike?
It's just weird that, you know, for the first half of this relationship, every time she said she didn't like something or criticized them, he didn't defend. He listened and he tried to do. And then now suddenly he's talking back. He's making accusations. Mm-hmm. He's being shady. It just makes no sense. And it all started from when Nelsie said, leave. And he said, okay, I will leave.
And then come right back.
Yeah.
Yeah. So basically, we see then Ximena and her sister talking. Mike is upset. He says that he's being treated like a third class citizen. Is that a thing?
I feel like, isn't it? Yeah.
You're a second class citizen.
Second class citizen. A third class citizen is not a phrase, I don't think.
Yeah, there's a third world. But yes. I'm not sure if there's a third class citizen.
No, I think he misused it, Rob. Mm-hmm. I think he thought, what's worse than second class? A third class.
He's in the third class.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay. But I don't know. Maybe I'm seeing some. Look, that maybe this is my own ignorance showing here. I've not often heard the term third class citizen. I've heard second class citizen. Maybe there's a third class in Mike. But Mike's probably not in the third class.
No, I wouldn't say so.
if I had to guess. So he talks to Ximena and says, look, I just wanted to say goodbye to the children. She's like, no, we're not doing that. I want you to leave. Go.
Fair. Honestly, very fair from Ximena. Like, she's done with him. Just get out.
And if so, I was Ximena, yeah, I don't want you to say goodbye to the children and the family also, because like he's like, they were so nice to me. Well, who cares? You were here to see me, and I don't want you trying to be like, oh, see, I was so nice, and then Ximena is being mean to me. Can you talk some sense into her? This is the same thing as Ben wanting to talk to Mahogany's parents.
And like we've already seen him try this with her mom.
Yeah.
Earlier in the season. So we know he's going to try and pull the same stuff again.
I didn't think it was right when he went to the kids and said to the kids, like, hey, do you want me to be your dad?
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Get him out. No, right. He's done enough damage. Get
right.
Him out.
So, like, it's nice that he had a nice relationship with the kids, but I mean, Ximena doesn't want you around anymore. Like you can't like use the kids as a weapon to try to change her mind.
It's just, again, more and more him showing how much of a clown he is.
How old is Mike?
34.
34.
Yeah.
Come on, Mike.
No, it's pathetic. Mm-hmm. Really pathetic. And then, so yeah, he's trying to, you know, he keeps insisting on, let me say goodbye. She says no. And then she says, this is stupid.
Yes.
In Spanish. And then he thinks that she called him stupid. So he calls her stupid.
And then
she storms off.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And yeah, it's messy. It's messy. She sits on the stairs. One of the kids comes over to her to console her. And Mike is talking to her sister. And her sister's like, yeah, you can't call her stupid, dude. That's not, I'm not okay with you arguing with my sister here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And he's like, oh, I thought she said I was stupid.
And then he cries.
And I think we probably also skipped over his confessional here, or does he end on the confessional where he drops a hard B?
Oh, yes.
Yes.
From last week. Yeah. We did skip out on it.
Yeah. So also, like, not a great look, Mike.
No, again, he just never was like this, and now suddenly is showing a different side to him. And I don't see why. I don't know if he thinks that this is appropriate. I don't know if he thinks that he would get the backing of the people, because he's getting no one's backing here at all.
Yeah. So overall, really bad look for Mike. I would hope. So we're a little confused about what we're getting next week. We think it's going to be an hour episode and then the first hour of the reunion show.
Yes, it's going to be like a 1 hour finale and then 1 hour part one of the tell-all. And then the week after that will be the rest of the tell-all.
Yes, I would have to hope that Mike is a little more like reflective and like apologetic coming into the tell-all. Do you think he will be?
Mike, he has no choice but to. If he's going to try and stick to the franchise and come back for a single life appearance or even gain some sympathy, he has to come back hat in hand. He can't go full villain. He can't go Vin Diesel. Like, he can't do that. So
yeah, but I could see him coming in with like an itemized list of, these are all the things I paid for. This is how much money I spent on her, and she didn't appreciate me.
He's not going to get the answer he wants there, Rob. And if he does come in like that, I hope the rest of the cast is ready to slam him.
But who do you think that could be on the panel that could say that? I suspect who knows with Gino and Jasmine.
I think Kim will come for his neck.
You think Kim? Interesting.
Yeah. Kim is someone who also bought some gifts for her partner.
Yeah. But she also was like very much like, oh, I'm taking my gifts back. I did this for you.
I take back my statement.
Yeah. I wonder, like, if Jasmine is on the stage, I feel like that Jasmine could tear him a new one.
I could see Jasmine getting involved for sure. Oh my God, is that it?
Memphis?
This is a very unlikable cast. Like, very much so. I don't know. Am I going to be like, yes, go?
Yeah. Ben is going to be like, wait a second, let's hear Mike out.
The voice of reason.
Gino's like, he's making a lot of sense. Paid for a lot of things. Yeah.
God, villains, all of them villains.
Yeah. So We'll see. We don't know if Caleb is going to be invited.
Yeah, I can see
Caleb getting on a high horse and saying like, Mike, this wasn't right.
Yeah, if he was there, so then also Rob, the next time on, we do see that Mike attempts to call Ximena once more.
She's going to block his number.
I mean, she should. The minute he gets on that plane, she should delete and block him on every social media.
Yeah.
Change address, everything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay.
At this point, I take my odds with the hitman that was there earlier, like rather than Mike. Like, at least, you know, the Mike is clingy and annoying. I don't like it.
Mm-hmm.
I think in our, when we did the Ding Mary kill.
Yes.
You killed Mike or you killed Gino? I'm pretty sure.
I think I married Mike.
Yeah.
I made the
right choice getting rid of Mike, I think. I think I'm on the right side there.
Look, I don't think I'm going to elicit the same response out of Mike that, I'm even more easygoing than him, I think.
Yeah, but would you be able to handle Mike being this way?
Puya, you want to marry Gino?
I'm just saying that I feel like I don't want to anything.
You have to make this game is about tough choices.
It's about tough choices, but sometimes you make the decisions not because you want them, but because the alternative is worse.
Yeah, I hear.
Yeah.
You. Yeah, that's it's tricky. It's tricky. So I guess it's an unanswerable question.
It's honestly awful. It is really awful. There's no right answer and they're all wrong answers. And it's unfortunate that we have to go through that exercise.
Okay. All right. Let's stop down and take a break. Let's collect ourselves and then let's come back. And should we talk about Gino and Jasmine? Because they had some stuff going on and Gino wanted to do one thing and then ultimately got up to the line of scrimmage, read the defense and called it audible. He's like, you know what? That play is not going to work. Let's call a timeout.
Yeah, no, I'm ready. I'm down.
Okay. All right. Gino and Jasmine coming up right after this. But yeah, we go back to, we had talked about that Gino and Jasmine were on this sort of like this whirlwind trip through Panama where they stayed all these different places. We never got back to Jasmine's place until we did now. And we find out that, Gino is paying for Jasmine's apartment. I didn't know this.
It's a brand new place, Rob. So apparently she lived with a roommate initially and that arrangement wasn't working. So Gino paid for a whole new apartment that Jasmine now has.
Yeah,
so.
I mean, it's wild to think that Jasmine and a roommate situation that wasn't working. Jasmine is so easygoing.
So chill.
I feel like,
you know, she's the type of roommate that if you left a couple dishes out, it would be no problem. Easy breezy. Forgot a coaster once. You're fine. Everything's smooth. Yeah, would have been fine.
Yeah, she's so easygoing. So Gino is paying for the apartment, which I just, it's wild that this hasn't come up before.
I think it's like, I don't know how recently this apartment got bought, but yeah, it has not. This is one of the things we've not heard about. Literally the penultimate
episode. It doesn't seem like it was like spur of the moment where it was like, okay, as part of Gino apologizing for sending the nudes to his ex, that now Gino is going to pay for my apartment. It seems like that this is something that had just been in the works.
It feels like he got her this apartment like maybe right before he visited because it looks like the apartment's not fully set up, if that makes sense. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I like that Jasmine says, look, Gino, because he's like, $700. I mean, that's not really cheap. And she says that Gino is a cheap and salty guy, and it's not fair that he is, not getting me the apartment that I want and complaining about it.
Yeah, this dynamic is interesting for me because on one hand, yes, Gino is a bit of a cheapskate. We've seen the ring he picked out and everything.
Right.
But on the other hand, I don't know how Jasmine can get in with saying that when he's paying for the apartment. He got her like this lavish island getaway trip, like out of nowhere. And Rob, now we found out Gino's value.
Yeah.
And he's got like over half a million in stocks just chilling.
Yeah. I mean, this was pretty wild. Yeah. No, Gino. Gino has like some investments do we even know what Gino does for a living?
Well, he was some kind of an engineer, right? But then he's out of a job now. Mm-hmm. He might have gotten lucky in the stock game and then just stopped working.
Yeah, I don't know like when this was filmed, and maybe that there were like some things that were sort of like some stocks like were really like took off during COVID and then kind of came back down. So maybe Gino on paper at that point, particularly that was like a high point for his portfolio. But I mean, good for Gino.
He went in on GameStop? Do you think that's what he did?
like for one weekend, he's like, wow, I'm an ape.
Yeah.
And for Gino, he's doing pretty good.
Not too shabby. Mm-hmm. Not too shabby for Gino here with the money. Yeah. But he still, you know, is someone who doesn't matter how much money is there. He wants to be careful with his spending, which I
understandable.
I feel like that's not a bad trait to have. Mm-hmm. So it was interesting, again, to see Gino talk about his fortunes and then Jasmine talk about his fortunes and how he behaves. Jasmine mentioned that she has three jobs, so 700 would be unattainable. Do we know her three jobs and what the three jobs
she's
entail?
A teacher. I'm not sure what her other jobs are, and I'm not sure necessarily like how much money she has to give for childcare with her mom. I know she has one of her children has special needs, and I don't know necessarily like in her divorce settlement what the situation is there. So that being said, you know, Gino is paying the rent. Jasmine, not necessarily thrilled with, how much Gino is paying for this apartment. Maybe he could be doing more.
Yeah.
He doesn't respect her, and it shows.
That's how it seems, Rob. Mm-hmm. And it's unfortunate, you know, it's unfortunate from Gino.
Yeah. Okay. So we see later on that Gino Jasmine is sleeping. Jasmine is, we know this about Jasmine. Midday, she's gonna need to lay down for a little bit. Jasmine needs to recharge the battery.
Yeah, she's taking a nap.
I can relate to this. I can relate.
Oh yeah, a good nap. Honestly, sometimes it's a long ways away, but when you get it, it is very rewarding.
Yeah.
Now we find out that Jasmine has been making Gino eat healthy, so he snuck out to a cafe to get himself a little snack. Now, if this isn't the most Akiva storyline of all time, he's like, all right, I'm going to do a sneaky snack. Going to hide it. Going to get a stash going.
Yeah. And how come Gino's off probation and doesn't have to take pictures of everywhere he is and report back to Jasmine? What happened to that?
Rob, what I think happens
she cannot take her eyes off this man for 1 second.
No. And the thing is, Rob, he's going to sneak back in the house and pretend he didn't leave. That's what I think that's what he's going to do. And so,
you know, Jasmine, I think she like takes these long naps, and this is when he gets into a lot of his shenanigans. I think this was also that he texted his ex while she was taking a nap.
That is true. That is true. You can't nap with Gino. That is not a thing that can happen.
Yeah. So he FaceTimes Uncle Marco, and Uncle Marco says, hey, what's up with the prenup?
Did you get that done? Are you going to protect yourself? You got to protect yourself.
Mm-hmm. Are you going to risk your stuff or protect your stuff?
We find out, Rob, that the reason this is a big deal is because Gino did not get a prenup done with his ex-wife, and then he had to give his ex-wife a bunch of money. Mm. And Gino mentions worry of, yeah, well, what, like, if we get divorced in a month, then I'd have to pay that. It's like, if you even think you're going to get divorced in 1 month's time, do not get married. That is ridiculous.
That's good advice.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So
he, did not have an arrangement with his ex, and that affected his monetary status. But he wasn't doing as well in the stock market then.
Exactly. He did not have the kind of bread he does now. So he's trying to now figure out how to bring the subject up to Jasmine, mm-hmm. who we have now recently, or pretty much throughout the season, been told the money thing is a big deal to Jasmine.
Right. I'm wondering, like, should I be following Gino on like Instagram or Twitter to get like investment advice? Is that worth it?
I mean, this was a year ago. Let's see. Maybe he went all in on Dogecoin and has had a crash since. We don't know. We need an up-to-date figure, Rob.
Yeah. Okay. So Gino is going to talk to Jasmine about the prenup, but they go out to dinner and Jasmine is actually upset about something totally different. She's mad. She looked up his ex on social media and his ex is using Gino's last name.
Is this on Gino?
Of course. I mean, of course not.
Yeah. This is, so they've been divorced for 8 years and Jasmine's very upset that she still has his last name and says, this is my man. This should be my last name. I don't like her having this last name. What is Gino supposed to do about it? Ask her to remove it?
Mm-hmm. I'd like my name back, please. Yeah, I don't know what you can do. I'm pretty sure you can't ask a person, your ex-spouse, like, hey, could you? I need you to stop using my name.
Yeah, I feel like that. I feel like the other part, like their life is tied up to the name. They going through the process of removing the name could be a whole hassle.
The better question is, why does this woman want Gino's name?
Yeah.
We don't know what her old last name was.
True. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't know. I just think their life is tied up in a lot of stuff and they don't need the extra anguish of getting the name rechanged and then changing all this other documentation. It's a lot of work, Rob.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So maybe she has a bad last name.
Right. We don't know. We don't know what mm-hmm. the last name is.
Maybe like rhymes with a bad word or something.
Yeah. And you know, people can be mean and mm-hmm. that name could, you know, be haunting. So yeah. I mean, listen, Jack.
Do we know what Gino's last name is?
Shoot. I do not know what his last name is off the top of my head here.
Okay.
Off the top of my hat.
Rather. Yeah. Okay. All right. Let me see if I can look up Gino 90 Day Fiance. Maybe he has a beautiful last name.
Maybe.
Let me see. Gino 90 Day Fiance. Gino Palazzolo?
Palazzolo, yeah.
Yeah, it's not such a hot, like, Gino Palazzo, I kind of like. That kind of rolls off the tongue, but Gino Palazzolo. That's not terrible. It's growing on me. I'm sorry. I thought Gino had more followers than I thought.
No.
54K for Gino.
Hey, that's like eighth of his financial portfolio. So, mm-hmm.
yeah,
not too shabby. Okay.
I'm not seeing a lot of investment advice on the Instagram. Ugh. Maybe that's in the stories.
Maybe. What good is he then if he's not giving us the advice? Rob, I will say, in hindsight, now that we know how much his net worth is,
yeah,
I'd be very upset if he only pulled up with a toothbrush as well. Like.
Right. Come right. On. And not to mention, does he own a house? Like, so.
Yeah.
Know. Gino is on paper, it could be a millionaire.
Well, we'll have to see if he invested in the right things. We'll find out.
Yeah. Okay. That's why all the SBs are coming around because Gino is maybe worth seven figures.
Damn.
Mm-hmm. Okay. But. So Jasmine is very upset about this. Gino's feet are shaking. Camera people, they love getting a shot of Gino's feet just like shaking like a leaf.
Yeah, he does that a lot when he's nervous and he doesn't hide it. So it makes for good television from their perspective. Now, I don't need to say this because I think unspoken, we all agree. But Gino is an idiot for waiting until the last night before the trip's over to bring up this prenup.
Right, right. It seems like, you know, the same thing with and Gino. Like, well, I don't know when the wedding is going to happen. They are engaged. They're not going to get married. So I guess Gino does have more time. But there will never be a good time to tell this to Jasmine.
No, no. I feel like the idea of waiting until you leave to tell her shows that you fear her and shows that you didn't think she'd respond well. So I feel like that's not a great sign, but mm-hmm. who knows? We'll find out. We still have, again, we have an hour's worth of finale before the tell-all. So maybe it comes up there.
Yeah. So Gino is kind of telling us that he's having cold feet. We keep getting hung up on the same stupid stuff. Gino's not feeling great, but I think it's a bump in the road.
Yeah. I mean, the next time on shows them sad that they spent their last dinner arguing, I think they're going to be fine.
Yeah. Okay. But let's talk about Kim and Usman because, you know, not a lot here. Basically, like the only thing of note was in the coming attractions for this episode.
Yeah, they were pretty much in the blink and you'll miss it segment of the evening.
So Kim's going to the airport, you know, that she had a very good trip with Usman, that they had a very nice time. More yammy. The yammy was good.
Yammy was great. Five-star yammy.
Five-star yammy. Yammy, 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 yammy. It's all good.
Yes, but the trip has to come to a close, Rob. Mm-hmm. Time to go.
And these producers, they know exactly what buttons to push. And they go to Usman. So, are we going to get a kiss on the lips?
Yeah, they're messy, messy, mm-hmm. these producers. Mm-hmm. They know exactly what they're doing. Mm-hmm. Because they got the reaction they wanted. Mm-hmm. Usman said no. Kim said yes. Yeah. And it got awkward again.
Yeah. And Kim was like, I should just go. Let me just get on the plane. Let me leave. He's like, oh, you're mad.
Yeah, I mean, listen. She is, because the way he says it to Usman's like, no, that's basically a public announcement. Mm-hmm. No, I'm not going to do that. Which, what does that even mean? Like, you don't want people to know? That's exactly what it sounds like.
Like, I don't know. It's all so weird with Kim and Usman.
Go on, Rob. Why is it weird?
It's just that everything about this relationship is so weird where it's not like, hey, like, okay, I have a weird hang up. I don't want to kiss you in public, but here, let's sneak off somewhere. It's like, you know, it's like, all right, you see, you know, smell you later.
Yeah, he couldn't. I think, you know, he couldn't wait for her to leave.
Mm-hmm. High five. Yeah.
Yeah. They hug and high five. Mm-hmm. So that's where they're at.
Yeah.
So that's it. That was the scene. Right. So she leaves. He says goodbye like that. It's over. The next time on, we don't even see Kim.
What the hell is this? Why is this on the show?
I don't know. But Usman was like, I need some clarity about something. Right. I'm going to call Zara.
Call Zara?
Zara here. Yeah.
I mean, was this all just like a long con to get Zara back? What the hell is going on, Usman?
It's fascinating. I don't know what he thinks he's going to get out of Zara. I don't know if there's any.
And even if he was doing this, why would he do it on TV?
Because he's messy, Rob. He's mm-hmm. trying to get all the headlines. I think, you know, imagine him and Zara are on the next season.
Yeah.
Now you're talking some difference there. But no, this is awful because now Kim is going to be on the tell-all, but also Kim might not get to, because I know that when they record the tell-all is typically somewhere in the middle of the season. So they wouldn't have seen all the episodes. So there's mm-hmm. a chance that Kim won't know about the Zara thing and they might actually use this footage in the tell-all to surprise her with. So yeah. It's just going to get messier with these two.
Well, I know somebody that's probably getting a drink thrown on his face, although he's run virtual. Like, would you think that Kim will throw a glass of water on the television?
That wouldn't have the same impact.
I mean, we saw Angela like on one of the Happily Ever After tell-all, like screaming in the face of one of the monitors
and flashing. Yes, mm-hmm. That did happen. No, what I would like
say is goodbye to these, Michael.
Kim needs to pick a proxy and say, I'm throwing this drink in your face, but I'm actually throwing it on Usman, but you're the one. So Mike would be a mm-hmm. great pick here. Yeah,
pick Mike.
Throw the drink in Mike's face.
Pick Mike.
Or Gino. Okay.
All right. And then Should we get into the Ben and Mahogany of it all?
If we must.
What a weird week for Ben and Mahogany. What is, you know what? These two deserve each other.
They are up and down and just weird as all hell, mm-hmm. Rob.
I will say that probably Mahogany is more up and down, other than when Ben stood her up for the breakfast. I mean, Ben has been pretty steady and just like has been baseline super weird through this whole time. Mahogany, for whatever reason, like there was a blip on the radar where she was sort of like, maybe I'm back into Ben.
Yeah, I mean, it came out of nowhere. So first of all, we see, you know, Ben, last time we saw Ben, he was abandoned at the resort that they were at.
Yeah.
He had to get a long Uber ride or cab ride back to St. Bartolo. Now he's leaving in 2 days, Rob, but he hasn't given up. You know, Ben, if there's one thing Ben does is not give up.
He is persistent.
Yes. And the guy wrote a whole ass essay again to send to Mahogany, not apologizing, but saying that he's not giving up and still wants to see her. And then he tells us that he owes her an apology.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. So, please meet me. I want to apologize.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So they meet up where they first met for the first time or whatever he put in this message. So they meet up and he apologizes to her, and she definitely takes to this apology. Mm-hmm. He bought her a gift, and it's this little teddy that says Amor on it because he calls her Amor. Cheesy. And Rob, she says, this is all so confusing, and then makes out with him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's very confusing.
Yeah. What's wild is everyone has pretty much kissed now except for Kim and Usman. And we're talking people that weren't even in a relationship at this point. Kim and Usman, no sign of it. I still got a full dinner out of you, even though there's no proof.
So. Yeah. Okay. And so they're back. They're back, baby. Are you ready for a second chance?
Out of nowhere. Yeah.
Let's go home and start over.
Say square one, refresh.
Yeah.
We're out here.
And what does Ben say? That was hot.
Yeah, Ben said, she said, for his age, he's a great kisser. Yeah.
R.I.P. Ben. He's a good kisser for his age.
Mm-hmm. Very impressive. Very impressive.
Yeah. Okay. So, interesting.
So, Ben, Rob,
yes.
If the episode ended there, Ben and Mahogany would be shooting up this power ranking today.
Mm-hmm.
But the episode doesn't end there, Rob.
It doesn't end there. Yeah. Okay. So they end up going to talk some more. They don't get tired of talking.
No. And here's the thing that I think Ben should have learned by now. When you are ahead, stop talking. Mm-hmm. When you have fixed things, for the love of God, stop talking. Because now he has decided this is the time where I need to bring up all of my grievances and the things that I feel like Mahogany was not honest with me in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so Mahogany's like, wait, you have a hard time trusting me?
Shady. Yeah. Mm-hmm. He brings up the age thing. Like, you
pictures.
Know, you said you were 24, but then you're 22. She's like,
I didn't say that.
Yeah. She didn't remember saying that at all.
Right.
And then he says that because of this, I'm concerned if you're hiding something from me. And Mahogany said, well, listen, you hid stuff about your marital problems and like how that came to an end. I feel like that's significantly worse than 2 years off my age. And then Mahogany just says, yeah, I'm sorry. I need to leave. And
that's it.
Ben tries so hard to keep her engaged, but she's clearly putting her coat on and she's like, yeah, I need to go. It's done. I'm not dealing with this. And then the next time on shows us them where she's in the car trying to leave and Ben is trying his hardest to keep her there and keep the conversation going. Stop it. It's just, this should have been done.
No,
I don't know how that kiss happened, but we're back to square one, literally from where we were when the episode started.
Yeah. I don't know. Just get out. Both of you need to just like never talk to each other again. Block each other's numbers. Mahogany is the one. Like again, that Ben is gonna Ben. Ben has been Ben this whole time through. Mahogany is the one that like. Why is she back kissing this guy?
I don't know what happened there. Was it a spur of the moment?
Like, Mahogany, the right you knew who this man was. She's like, he revealed himself and you went back and said, oh, maybe this is going to work.
I don't know. I don't know if it was like, wow, this man really, you know, he did all these things for me. And like, you know, she's 22. So this man, like, you know, maybe in the moment.
Yeah.
Ben was able to highlight, like, I came all this way for you, and like, my love for you is unlimited, and blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. And it really impacted her. But then, you know, it's Ben. It doesn't take long for him to show his dumb rear end and bring it back to square one, bring you back to reality. So,
and now, Mahogany, you arrived at the right conclusion. Don't go back to Ben.
That's it.
Leave it alone. That's it. Enough. Okay, no mas. Okay,
no mas.
That's the big like. If we gave episode titles to these 90 Day Fiance episodes, maybe a note for the future. No, just call it. I like it when podcasts give it names.
Yeah,
like okay. Bryce does that with like the Purple Pants podcast.
Like episode titles for the podcast.
Yes, for the podcast.
I like that instead of, I like that. Okay.
I don't know. I don't know if it works for this show, but no moss should be the episode of this one.
I would agree with that. I would agree with that wholeheartedly.
Okay. Puya, why don't we take one more break? Let's come back and we'll talk about a wild week for Memphis and Hamza. It's a celebration, and then we'll update our power rankings once again, heading into the reunion of 90 Day Fiance.
Can't wait.
But yeah, it was the TV wedding of the year, Memphis and Hamza.
Oh, yeah. What an event. Must see TV. Mm-hmm. Here they come.
Yeah. Okay. So, again, the family is so nice to Memphis. They're going to spoil the bride. That mom had, what was that, chicken liver for?
Lamb liver.
Lamb liver. And Memphis is just like, oh, no. No, I'm not. I know you made this for me. I will not taste it.
Are you a liver guy, Rob?
I would try it. Mm-hmm. But I would not consider myself a liver guy.
Yeah. I've had, beef liver.
Mm-hmm.
It's not bad. I don't quite mind it.
I mean, I would try it. I wouldn't seek it out.
Yeah. That's fair. That's fair.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So then we, get where, and in hindsight, you know, they're trying to make sure that Memphis, kept her strength up, you know, who knew that she was going to be, you know, maybe not, you know, not having all the energy.
Yeah. Wow. Rob. Wow. 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 But we'll get there.
We'll get there.
So for the first time in a long time or ever, I think Hamza said, Hamza's dad and his mom under the same roof.
Oh,
together for this wedding.
Mm-hmm. Right?
Look at that.
Yeah. Yeah. Huge day. I mean, everybody's there. Everybody's celebrating. Yeah. So much fun. Yeah.
They're having a good time, Rob. Yeah. They've all been brought together under one roof to celebrate the love that these two share.
It was like my big fat Tunisian wedding.
Yeah. I love this so much. Getting to see all the, you know, the little bits and bobs of how the marriage comes together, how the ceremony is. What I didn't like was for Memphis to have done zero research and then, you know, proceed to be a little bit rude about it. I don't know what they're saying. I don't know what I should. Maybe you should have looked it up, Memphis. How about that?
Yeah. Memphis does not look things up ahead of time. Okay?
I know. And she gives Hamza a lot of grief for not doing that, but she doesn't do it either. So
look, it's easier to be saying what other people should be doing than doing it yourself.
Fair.
Okay. So they have the whole big wedding and like, okay, great. It's going to be the honeymoon. We could finally creak the bed.
Yikes. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Creaking the bed, making the bed shake. Socks. I don't know. I don't know the phrases, but
making the bed shake. What do they say?
Sexy time. Yeah.
That's sexy time. Yep. Yeah. I think you put a sock on the door.
You put a sock on the door. So mom doesn't
come in.
You knock socks off, right?
You could knock your socks off. Yeah.
Or is that knocking boots?
You could knock boots also. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I think knocking your socks off could be, you have a lot of utility.
Yeah, that can, that isn't just
That Masked Singer podcast was so activity. Good, it really knocked my socks off.
Yeah, you can say that in a non-sexual way. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's true.
Yeah.
It's
true. If you say, I was knocking boots listening to that latest Masked Singer podcast.
I would say, interesting choice for a podcast to do that to. I feel like no one... You know how people talk about Netflix and chill? Oh, there was a movie going on in the background, or there was music. I don't think anyone in the history of any time has done anything with a podcast.
With any podcast, not just an RHAP podcast.
Especially an RHAP podcast.
Could you imagine? Imagine that your partner would have to be so into you to not be interrupted by this nonsense?
Yeah, they're like, it's like, I can picture it now. It's you and Steven dissecting that last tribal and someone's just doing stuff in the background. No way. Mm-hmm. No way. I refuse. I just can't imagine it.
Mm-hmm.
They'd have to really love you to let it, to not be like, hey, can you stop it? Or like, can we pause the podcast maybe?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And we don't need to get into which podcast on RHAP would be the best and worst to listen to. That's for another day.
I mean, that is for your group chat enjoyment. Okay, you get the group chats fired up and ask each other, hey, which podcast you think would be the most likely to be playing in the background?
Yeah, that's for you to decide. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Don't add us. Leave it to yourself. I don't want to be heartbroken by what I see.
Yeah. Okay. So we go to the honeymoon. Yada 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 to the end of the honeymoon. Guess what? Memphis is pregnant.
Yeah. Boom. Congratulations, okay. Memphis.
Can we talk about the timeline of this trip?
Yes.
Okay. So Memphis, I believe, and we don't know if they changed anything up, right? But Memphis told us in the beginning of the season, okay, the timeline is I'm going to get there. We're going to know each other for a week. Second week is going to be the wedding. And the third week is going to be the honeymoon. Correct?
Yes. Yes.
So, I mean, there, I guess that when was it that one night where, I mean, for Hamza, was this like a hole in one situation where, he got in the room, mom said, don't go in. He got in there. And cause I don't know if did they get back together in the house?
After that, I don't know. Yeah, so they tell the mom and sister, they're very happy. But in the middle of that, in the confessional, we hear 3 weeks pregnant. And that's all I can think of, Rob, is that first night, that initial sexy time is what did it. I really do think so. Because Memphis also says that, you know, we didn't really protect. We didn't really take measures.
Mm-hmm.
Which I was like, well, that seemed like a bad,
you know, decision. That sounds pretty on brand for this couple.
I mean, we're talking about people who don't research, aren't prepared yet. Yep. They nailed it. Yep. They nailed it.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, there you go. She is 3 weeks pregnant at this moment and on her way back to the United States. And I did see someone asked us a question. I got a mention here from Phoebe saying, could Hamza get a travel visa to come when baby is born? Or do you have to stay in your own country while trying to get a spousal visa? So, you have to apply for the spousal visa, which is longer than a fiance visa. So if you get married abroad, that visa process is longer than if you didn't get married and would get married when you arrived to the States. So that's already, it's going to be longer.
Mm-hmm.
But then Hamza can apply for a visitor visa in the interim so that hopefully he can get the visitor visa before she gives birth to show up.
Mm-hmm.
I believe Tunisia, you need a visa to come to the States. Whereas let's say if he was Canadian, he could just walk in while waiting for the spousal visa, still come in for a visit and see her. So most likely he's not going to get to see her until after the baby's born, I would say. if he's going to States.
Right. And this was very nice to see. Memphis seems happy. Hamza seems happy. Like there was no sort of weirdness of like Memphis wasn't freaking out about, no. Oh, do we want this? Hamza wasn't like, oh, what does this mean now? It's nice to see when, you know, I feel like it's a rarity in our 90 Day Fiancé universe where we have this type of situation.
Yeah, they're both happy and I'm happy for them.
Yeah. Okay. So good news. And then they go back and they tell mom and she's happy too. We end on a very high note here.
Yeah.
On a week of a lot of weirdness and ugliness. We have at least like one happy story.
Yeah, we do have, well, like, honestly, they were are they the only couple that got proper married during the season? I think
yes.
So, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. So they got married. We saw Gino and Jasmine and Mike and Jimena get engaged. We saw Mike and Jimena get unengaged.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And then Gino and Jasmine Kim and Usman
became boyfriend and girlfriend. Johnny and Ella, we are still in limbo with them. Remember them? And then also... who's the other Ben and Mahogany are like they kissed.
Yeah.
All right. Let's update our power rankings heading into finale week.
Let's.
Okay. And so this should be, I think, a little bit of an easier week. And I think that Memphis and Hamza, they were already in the top spot. I think that they cement their position in number one.
Yeah, I think nothing is going to bring them out of this one spot. I think it's theirs to keep, pretty much.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So then just to revisit the rest of the rankings, then Gino and Jasmine were 2, Kim and Usman were 3, Johnny and Elle were 4, Ben and Mahogany were 5, and Mike and Jimena are 6.
Okay.
Does anything change this week?
Let's see. 5 and 6, Mike and Jimena last, Ben and Mahogany 5 stays the same.
Mm-hmm.
Kim and Usman... Honestly, did they change at all? No, he high-fived her goodbye, but that is not that bad. Johnny and Ella, we still haven't seen. Honestly, Johnny and Ella, I want to disrespect them by just removing them off the ranking because of how much we've not seen them, but they're fine at 4.
Were they in the coming attraction for next week?
Nope. Do they exist?
What the hell happened? Was that the end of the story?
Pretty much. I don't think there was a lot there for them, so... we're probably going to see them in the tell-all, and we'll get a little bit more information there.
Yeah.
I think this is the first time, Rob, where the rankings are going to not change.
Yeah.
Wow.
I mean, it was just like the people on the bottom, like for Mike and Jimena, who were on the bottom, things got worse. For Memphis and Hamza, who were on the top, things got better. We didn't see Johnny and Ella.
Yeah, if anything, just the gaps in between, like... From the drop from first to second is big. The drop from like 4 to 5 mm-hmm. is a lot bigger.
I feel like Johnny and Ella have had one segment in the last 4 weeks.
Yeah, they've had nothing. They're barely like me and you have more of a chemistry and storyline on 90 Day.
It's more of a, three. Yeah, will they, won't they, than Johnny
yeah.
and Ella.
Yeah.
So, okay. And then next week we have our, you know, the big tell-all. I hope Sean is ready for this.
Oh, I'm not yet. I'm getting ready. We have a 1-hour finale. Then we have the first part of the tell-all. And usually that first part, Rob, is fireworks. I can't wait.
Sam Moore has done a elaborate edit read of the tell-all trailer. It says Johnny and Ella are in the tell-all trailer.
There you go. He used his enhance power. Mm-hmm. He got that knowledge off of mm-hmm. us. Appreciate that.
Yes. That he went through it and watched it frame by frame to say who's there and who's not. So
then there we go. We'll find out what happened with those two and if anything will happen with those two.
Mm-hmm. Okay. But yeah, anything else about 90 Day Fiancé?
I'm just very excited, Rob. This was honestly a pretty strong season. We ended up having... Well, you know, a couple of weaker episodes in the middle, but for the most part, there's been fireworks.
That's 90 Day Fiancé for you, Puyo.
Yes, but we both know that there are some seasons where you get past episode 8 and it's just a drag until it's done. I thought this was a very strong season, and now it's going to come to a close. Hopefully the tell-all is electric.
Yeah.
Because... that would bookend a very fun season that we've gotten to cover together, Rob.
Yeah, we had some real twists and turns here along the way.
a lot. And I think this season will forever go down for me as the season that debuted the power rankings. I think I will be continuing this trend going into any future coverage, because you really don't realize how much ups and downs there are until you look at them like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. So, Puya, what's coming up for you?
So let's see. I've got, obviously, you mentioned the Masked Singer podcast with Liana Boris. We will be covering the rest of season 7 still. Next week, we'll be meeting 5 new performers, which I'm very excited about. So that'll be a good time coming through. Bel Air. We're at the penultimate episode. One more episode here, then the finale. Mm-hmm. That's done for a season. So I can't wait to talk to Chappelle about everything that went down this past week over on Bel Air. So it's going to be a good time. And then Big Brother Canada, also still going strong. We'll be doing the live feed updates there Friday mornings with Taryn, ready to break down any nonsense that goes on. Believe me, a lot of nonsense goes on in that house.
Mm-hmm.
And last but not least, find me on Twitter at Puyaism. Find me on Twitch. Twitch.tv/Puya. Come say hi.
Yes. And Puya joined us on Robin Akivanita podcast this week for a very fun bracket where we took ideas for the listeners for episode titles and said, you just tell us the title. We'll tell you, we'll figure out what the episode is.
Yeah. It was a great idea of just listeners gave the titles and we decided what the titles meant. Mm-hmm. And I loved it. It was a fun time collaborating.
We had a really fun time recording that one. Definitely check that out in the Robin and Keeping It a podcast feed, plus everything going on over on Survivor, including our feedback show where I got to talk a tiny bit of 90 Day Fiance with Gandia Johnson on this week's Survivor feedback show. Gandia has some strong takes about 90 Day Fiance. I hope that Gandia can join us soon to talk some 90 Day Fiance.
I would love it. I would love that very much.
Okay. Thank you all so much for joining us. Of course, make sure you leave us some feedback and star ratings over on the 90 Day Fiance podcast feed. Go to robswebsite.com/90Day Feed for that. And we will be back next week to wrap up part one of the tell-all of 90 Day Fiance before the 90 days. Take care, everybody. Have a good one. Bye.
Life's better with American Family Insurance because our home policies help protect your dreams and come with peace of mind. Save up to 25% by bundling home, auto, and life. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at amfam.com.
Products not available in every state. Discounts may not apply to all coverages on an auto or home policy. Discounts do not apply to life insurance policies. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies, American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.